All right, guys, injury update today. David Allsbury did not practice. Tyvon Branch did not practice. Seabass did not practice. And Menelik Watson didn't practice. It's we're on to week two of the season. This is a big game for us. We got to come out and compete. We got to come out and challenge. This opponent presents some challenges. I think they're a big physical defense that runs around fast to the football. Offensively, they try to spread you out and up-tempo you. And so we got to be able to handle the up-tempo of their offense. And then in the kicking game, I think they got two exceptional specialists in their punter and their place kicker. So it's a big challenge for us. Our focus is making sure that we handle our execution and our assignment responsibility and play fast. And that's what we're working on trying to get done.
With them having a new coach, are their systems now totally different than last year? Does that film do anything for you? Or
yeah, it's a different scheme. The thing you look at is a little bit of the personnel, although they've had a lot of turnover personnel-wise. But it's totally different than what they did last year.
Chad, having played in that game, what do you take from your experience playing against him?
Well, I think he's a solid quarterback. He's a veteran. There's not many things that you're going to be able to show him that he hadn't seen before. So, we're going to have to be good in coverage. We're going to have to be good with some of our looks, and we're going to have to be good on the space plays. This is a team that likes to, open you up and create things in space, and they've got some weapons on the outside that, can do that in space situations.
How much, if any, does your game plan adjust knowing that people are going to zero in on Pryor, knowing that Jacksonville seen what they saw on tape from the Colts game?
Well, I mean, with a guy like Terrell, you don't know exactly how they're going to defend him really until you get in the game. I mean, you have a look at what they've done all preseason. You have a look at what they did in the opening game. But I would suspect they'll have some different things that they'll try to do for Terrell, whether it be a pressure plan against him, a spy plan against him, try to keep him in the pocket. But we'll have to be ready to adjust depending on what they show us early in the game.
As far as Terrell's running, he had the play where he runs downfield and he just stiff-arms Laron Landry out of the play. And there's a couple plays where he cut the ball back inside because he's fast enough and good enough to do that. But you want him for the long term. How have you approached that with him the whole
time? Well, I mean, it's just being smart. I think the thing you have to understand is when's it time to declare the play over, and you don't want to take any of his athleticism away from him because he has the ability to make some big plays. What you want to do is try to limit the amount of times he takes the hit. And so he's got to do a good job of seeing when he can get what he can get and then not take the hit at the end of the play.
Would you like to see him take less hits as the season goes on than he took the other day, or was that about acceptable?
Well, I'd like to see him not take any hits, but I don't think that's realistic. So I think it's just being smart about when you run, you're going to get hit some, but he's just got to be smart about when he takes those hits and when he declares the play over and gets down or gets out of bounds.
Does his success running the ball open up some things for you guys now, passing-wise?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think so. And again, I think as you go throughout the season, you'll see a different plan on how teams are going to try to defend him. And so we got to do a great job of being able to make any type of adjustments early in the game based on how we see they're going to try to defend it.
Given the fact that you've had Tony Pachos for 7 days, are you pretty impressed with not only his ability to practice well, but he fit in so well?
That's the thing about veteran players, and that's the thing about having pros is, again, it's really more of a factor of terminology more so than it is schematics. He's just got to get comfortable in what we're asking him to do terminology-wise so he makes sure he gets on the right people. But yeah, I was pleased with the way that he played in the game the other day.
This is Pryor's first home game starting. What are your thoughts on the different environment, how that'll affect him playing?
Well, the biggest thing is he's got to stay within himself, not try to do too much. I'm sure he's going to be real excited about playing in front of the home crowd, as all of us will. But every play he's got to a way that it's supposed to be executed. And that's the big thing, is that he plays within himself, doesn't try to do too much, plays within the scheme of the offense, and lets the plays come to him. He's got plenty of athletic ability. He'll have the ability to create at times, but you don't want him to try to do too much.
With Janikowski, is it the calf? Is it lingering, bothering him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's a major factor or anything. I think, again, we got a long season, and we don't want this to be something that's going to be a lingering injury. So we're going to be smart with him. We'll limit the amount of times that we kick him, but I think he'll be fine.
I think, believe it, on the starting back seven, I think everybody that started the game on the back seven blitzed at least one time. When you play a team that spreads you out more, does that put more of a premium on communication? I mean, can they leave you open for a big mistake on blitzing more so?
Well, the biggest thing is the communication, like you just said. I mean, that's the key to the whole thing, and that's really what this offense is designed to do, is designed to up-tempo, get things moving fast, get you in a panic mode so that you don't execute your calls. So we'll work real hard on making sure that we can get calls in early and we can get lined up. And we can execute our calls. That's going to be the biggest thing that we got to be able to do in the ball game.
Regarding the calls on offense, when the clock became an issue a couple of times, was that Terrell? Was that getting the play into Terrell? Was it the noise?
Well, listen, it's a factor of a lot of things. I mean, especially when you got a guy that's running down the field, and then, when the ball's out of bounds, the play clock starts. So we've made an emphasis on, get to the huddle, let's get the play called, let's get in and out of the huddle faster so we got more time to see him when we get to the line of scrimmage. So that'll be something that we're going to focus on, and that'll be something that we got to continue to get better at. And I think you find that with a lot of young quarterbacks. There's still a lot of things that he's learning, not just, what the plays are, but, just different situational things in football.
When you get to the line – and the clock is going down, are there any, calls that he can make, like just to get a playoff, or are you just basically just in trouble when it gets close to the?
Well, no, I mean, we just got to recognize where the clock is, and if we've got any type of shift or movement or anything like that, we've got to get to it a lot faster. So, and again, the key is not what do we do once we're on the line. The key is let's get in and out of the huddle faster, so we got a better opportunity to execute our offense. So. Again, it's something that we've addressed. It's something that we're doing some different things to try to help, and hopefully it'll be a positive thing for us as we go into this ball game on Sunday.
Does Terrell have complete autonomy to audible at the line of scrimmage, or do you pretty much want him on a short leash to do what we?
There's plays that you call at the line of scrimmage. There's plays that you call in the huddle where there's different checks based on what. The defense gives you, and that's no different than any other team in the National Football League. So I wouldn't say that he has any more or any less autonomy than some of the other quarterbacks in this league.
CO only had maybe 9 snaps. Was that due to his physical issues, or do you just like Mayava in certain situations maybe better right now?
Well, no, I think we definitely like Kaluka. I think he's a good football player, and we got to find ways to get him on the field and let him play. CO didn't start in the game and played limited reps more as a factor of the toe injury that he had and the limited amount of reps that he was able to get in practice. So he was able to practice today, so hopefully we'll be able to get him some more snaps this week.
Watson, is there any other update on him other than he's just not ready to go?
Nothing other than he didn't practice today.
Okay. A lot of talk from the Indy side a little bit about how Mathis had talked how he felt like he'd run 5.3 miles or something chasing Pryor around, and some of the offensive players were saying you could tell the Colts were a little tired and on their heels. What about the offensive side of it when you have offensive linemen that have to hold blocks longer than they're used to holding them when he's scrambling, and receivers that have to back and forth and break open to get open? How taxing is that for your players?
Well, yeah, it's taxing, mm-hmm. But really, it's more of a mental thing than it is anything else. You got to train yourself and be mentally disciplined and mentally tough to block that out, you've got to be able to move on and go to the next play. And if you're focused on being tired, you're probably not going to play the next play very well. So you got to focus on what the task is at hand, eliminate the distractions, and execute your job.
When you looked at tape of of the option plays that Pryor had in terms of handing off to Darren or keeping it, do you think that it was maybe too lopsided that he didn't hand it off to Darren enough? Or you happened?
No, there's really only one play that I thought we had a chance to give the ball to Darren and had a potential for a big play. So, listen, that play is not designed for any particular player to carry the ball. It's designed to see what the defense does and execute the play accordingly.
Do you see Pryor having a certain comfort level with Rod Streeter, and what kind of progress have you seen Streeter make from year one to two?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think there's some comfortableness with Rod, and I've seen a lot of improvement out of Rod, and I expect even more out of Rod Streeter because I think he has the ability to be a very good player in this league. And so I'm looking for, as I am with a lot of these young guys, you know, Rod Streeter is only in his second year. So I'm looking for a lot of development, you know, out of a lot of these young guys.
Was Reese's number of snaps, I think it was like 38% of the offensive snaps or something like that, just a function of what you were seeing on defense and what you were putting out there to combat it? Or what? Because, you know, that wasn't a lot of plays for him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think every game plan is going to be different. And, you know, I think we all recognize that Marcel Reese is a weapon for us and that he's a good football player. And we do need to find ways to get him the ball. But, again, we can't force anything. We've got to take what the defense gives us. And again, you go into the game plan and you have a thought process going in. And if they change what they're doing, we've got to be able to adjust. So, you know, I think really when you come out of all these games, you have a plan going in, but sometimes you got to adjust that plan based on what the opponent does.
What would be your message to the Raider fans who have not yet purchased a ticket to the home opener?
Get your tickets. Come on out. You know, it's going to be fun. We're going to go out and we're going to compete. We're going to battle hard, and, you know, we're going to play good football.